Hi, it's Michael Sparks here, and this is the AMSOIL dealer training call for our team. Today is Monday, January 25th, 2016. Welcome everyone to our call tonight. We're going to get right into it. Tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the Google My Business and why it's important for you to maybe set this up for your own personal AMSOIL business. Google My Business is actually part of Google, and it was born out of the Google Plus platform that was created a couple of years ago. It helps you connect directly with your customers, whether they're looking for you on search, you know, Google Search or Google Maps or even Google Plus. Google My Business helps you build a loyal, can help you build a loyal fan base. Your customers can show their appreciation with ratings and reviews. They can plus one your business if they're using Google Plus. They can endorse your business. They can reshare your content. It's a lot like Facebook in some respects, and I think that's what Google was going after when they developed Google Plus. But since Google is the pretty much the number one search engine in the world, it does have a little bit more capabilities for helping your business get found for people that are searching for our products. And the reason I'm this month there's an AMSOIL featured article in the Dealer Magazine. If you're not you didn't get your Dealer Magazine this month, AMSOIL every month puts out a magazine. It's called the AMSOIL Magazine, and there's a Dealer Edition and a Preferred Customer Edition. And some of them have the same articles, and then of course some of the ones in the Dealer Magazine are directed towards building business, whereas the Preferred Customer Magazine is focused on end users and people that are using AMSOIL products. So they are a little bit different, and if you're not reading both of them, you're not going to get the Preferred Customer Magazine in the mail. You'll have to go online and look that up. I suggest all dealers go in there and see if, you know, if it's different, if there's different articles and whatnot. But the one in the Dealer Magazine for January 2016, that's on page 12. It says, "Get found with Google My Business." And it says, "Let Google help you boost your income." I can tell you this. I do get a lot of calls from people that are finding me on Google. And this is because I have a Google business page set up. So this article is basically taking that. This call tonight is taking that article and going a little bit in depth. We've talked about SEO in the past, search engine optimization, and I'm sure I've mentioned Google Plus in the past. Well, Google My Business is just the next version of Google Plus for businesses. So Google My Business is free, and it helps your AMSOIL business get found, again, on Google, Google Maps, and Google Plus. It's easy to manage from a Google business dashboard. When you go in and create your account, you'll have a dashboard where you can set up your page and everything. I'm going to take some of the information that AMSOIL posted in that article real quick. Did you know that 51% of all local smartphone searches are conducted on the go? That means people are in their car. A lot of people use Siri, or if you have a Droid phone, you can say Google Find AMSOIL. If you talk into your phone, it will actually pull up the closest information they can find that's based on your location. So this is all location-based search. 56% of smartphone searches are conducted to find products and services locally. 18% of local smartphone searches led to a purchase within a day. Customers are more likely to buy in a store if they know there's a location close by. They can get the products quickly, and number three, they can get better pricing. So that one there can really help out AMSOIL stores, people that may be stocking the products, or maybe dealers that are stocking products out of their house. Four or five of the customers use search engine on their phone, computer, or tablet to find local information, and the most valuable information is obviously the store address. And make sure that's connected with Google Maps, because a lot of people, while they might know the address, it's just as easy for them to click on the map and then put it right into their GPS from there, and it will tell the directions how to get there. Their business hours, so always have your business hours listed if you're an AMSOIL dealer. And I would recommend having business hours because you don't want people calling you at midnight and all that other stuff. Product availability. If you're stocking AMSOIL products, maybe consider listing which products you have. And, of course, directions to your location if your location is kind of hard to find and whatnot. And this says something for having local accounts that are stocking AMSOIL products or even stocking AMSOIL at your own location. If you're considering being a stocking dealer, you don't have to, but there's many dealers that do stock products, and they have a lot of success doing that. But having local accounts, AMSOIL's focusing on this, and we've been talking about that over the last few months now that we've got our dealer directory up and running. And, of course, I've been working with retailers and installers for the last 15 years. That's pretty much been my main focus. Besides working with dealers on my team, is the commercial retail marketplace, because I feel that's one of the best avenues for success in anybody that's getting started in AMSOIL, is that commercial and, of course, retail on the shelf installer marketplace. In the article, it was mentioned that although AMSOIL provides a locator service for their prospects on AMSOIL.com, you go to AMSOIL.com and you can click on Find AMSOIL Near Me, it is not the end-all, the be-all solution. I wonder if AMSOIL maybe has been reading in my newsletters or finding what I've been doing. Maybe that's why they wrote this article. I don't know. But this actually brings me to the AMSOIL Buy Local directory that I've created for dealers on our team. If you're listening to this call in the archive and you're a dealer on our team, Sparks team, you're part of our exclusive group that can use this AMSOIL Buy Local directory that I've created, just get in contact with me. But many dealers on our team have yet to even contact me about this or adding any of their accounts. And still others have a listing, but not which products that these accounts are carrying or stocking. And I think that's very important, as above, that people want to know what products are available where. Or even worse, some people list that they don't stock any products at all and have to be ordered. Well, duh, if somebody's looking for AMSOIL locally, I'm pretty sure they're going to want to get it right now and not have to wait. Otherwise, they can just go online and order it, right, just like anybody else does. So having your accounts that are stocking locally and making sure that they have stuff in stock, so when people call you, so, for instance, if you're not a stocking dealer and you're on Google My Business and you're listed, say, local AMSOIL dealer, you know, can help you out or whatever, but if you have local accounts, people are going to call you and say, hey, I need 530 motor oil, and you know which of your accounts carry the 530 motor oil, you can say, well, Napa down on North 2nd Street, did you know they carry it? Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, yeah, they're down there, and I can tell you where they're located, or would you like their phone number, or what have you. You know, however you can help out, get that sale. Really will do a lot to help your account. And then every time I go into my accounts, I say, hey, I sent some customers to you. I hope you had the products in stock. And yeah, we got them the other day, and we've got, you know, somebody came in and asked for it and whatnot. So that's always a good thing. It's helping you help your customers sell more AMSOIL products. Again, we created this AMSOIL Buy Local directory to complement your account's search capabilities in Google. Many of our accounts don't even have a Google page or even found on Google. So this is going to help them get more business because they're going to show up on this local directory. So if you're on our Sparks team and you have local accounts or you're a local stocking AMSOIL dealer, consider get in contact with us, and we'll be glad to help you create a page on that. Again, this says something for having those local accounts that are stocking products. If you can get some of those and encourage them to have products in stock, I guarantee they're going to start getting some calls. Got a little frequently asked questions that I've found on the internet today. Number one is, how do I sign up for Google My Business? Well, you can just go into Google and you type in Google My Business, and it will take you to the page that allows you to get registered. There's a link there, and you follow the instructions for getting set up. From there, you can fill out your information about your business, your AMSOIL business. If you carry products, you can post pictures. If you're a stocking dealer and you want to take a picture of your stock and put it up there, you can do that. You can put your business hours, your contact information, and more. Once you set up your page, Google will send out a verification card in the mail, and then you have to go online and then put in the code that they send you. So they want to verify that that's a legitimate location for that business. So this is all location-based. Once you do that, you can then set that where it doesn't actually give your exact location. Like me, I've got it set for, 50 miles within Clarksville that I do business type of thing is what I've got it set at, and there's a way to do that. If you got a question, call me or email me. I'd be glad to show you how to do that. Do I need Google My Business if I already have a website? Why do I want to have this if I've got a website or I'm using the Amazon Empower Kit website or what have you, or I'm on Facebook? The difference between Google and a website is that Google My Business is actually complements your website. You can put your website in that Google My Business by giving your business a public identity and a presence on Google. A lot of times when you pull up like mine is Lube Direct, my actual whole entire information comes up when you search for Amsoil Clarksville, Tennessee. So it comes up on the right-hand side there. It's really pretty cool because I'm like the only person listed for this area. So the information you provide about your business, and again, is this complement to your existing website. What's the difference between Google My Business and Google Places for Business and Google Plus pages in the dashboard? If you've been on the internet for any length of time or whatever, it used to be called Google Places for Business, and then Google Plus was kind of like the Facebook for Google, and they merged those two together a couple of years ago, and now they're calling this one here Google My Business. It's all the same, and your account will have been automatically upgraded to the Google My Business. Google My Business makes it easier than ever to update your business information across Google Search, Maps, and Google Plus. One thing just to understand, if you had a Google branding page, I think is what it was called, you might still have two separate pages. So like I had lubedirect.com branding page, and that is actually a separate page than the Google My Business, which is an Amsoil independent dealer for Clarksville, Tennessee. So just be aware of that. If you don't have that, that's fine, but you really want the Google My Business page. That's the most important because that's what's going to show up on the map and the locator and all that stuff. One of the most important parts of Google My Business is getting positive reviews from your customers and people that are doing business with you. It's also one of the most challenging things for people to do, to get people to do. You can send a link to a customer and ask them, hey, would you be willing to give me a positive review? It's just difficult. I've asked lots and lots of people, and I've only got 5 reviews on my page so far. So that just tells you how hard it is to get, but you can get positive reviews. It does boost your rankings in Google. It's going to help you. And I took some classes, and they said 5 is the magic number to get the little stars to show up on your name in Google search. So once you get 5 stars, 5 people with stars next to you, you can then show up better in Google, from what I understand. And remember, it's against the rules from Google, is what they say, to pay for reviews, to give coupons or incentives or discounts. So be sure to check out the rules so that that Google has in place so you don't get yourself dinged. They might, take your site down or something like that. Also, Google removed content that violates any of the content policy, so be sure to follow those guidelines. Consider getting your business set up, Google My Business page set up at ASAP. This will help you get more customers and people that are looking for Amsoil products. It's going to help you get found and get more calls. You're going to really get more calls with that. So I'm going to open it up tonight for questions or comments. Just give me a second here and let me know if you're doing any of this stuff. And Anybody on tonight that's using Google My Business?
Not yet.
Yes, Michael.
Who's this?
This is Gary Cooper.
Hi, Gary. So you have Google My Business. Have you
yes.
seen yourself get more calls because of that?
I've gotten some calls and some sales being on there. Sure have. And they talked about it last year at AU in Duluth, and that's where I found out about it. And when I got home, I accessed it and learned how to get it on there. And then I also established my Empower Kit website. So that all came out of last year's AU.
Okay. And so if somebody searches in your area, you show up on Google?
Yes, I do, and I'm not the only one, just like you said you were.
What town are you in, Gary?
Ada, Oklahoma.
Ada, Oklahoma.
Legal Shield. That's Legal Shield.
It is. Legal Shield was originally, Holland Stonecipher started it, and it was... I can't remember the name of it, but he sold out and it became Legal Shield.
Excellent. High Noon Lubricants, is that the name
That's
of you?
That's it. Yes, it is.
That's it. I Googled it, came up. I didn't see a Google Places. I didn't see a Google page, though. I was wondering if where that's at. I'll have to look a little deeper, maybe.
I'm a little slow on the feet, but wasn't High Noon, wasn't the star Gary Cooper?
It was. That's where I got the name for my company.
I figured.
Hey, people ask me about that all the time, so I figured I'd just go take advantage of it.
Who else is using this Google My Business or Google Pages?
I have not yet. Michael, this is John. I will say that we've talked before about my other business, and I use Facebook for that, so I guess it would be a good compliment. I just started in Facebook advertising, and pretty impressive results on Facebook advertising, too. But I'll definitely try the Google My Business once I get some stock. I don't have stock yet.
Well, I mean, you don't even have to have stock because, you know, people are going to be looking for it. And then as you start building up, you know, a lot of times I get calls and say, well, I just don't have that in stock. I don't tell them that I don't have any stock. I just say, well, I just don't have that particular product in stock today. Maybe I can get it ordered for you, you know, and that kind of the way I do it. They don't need to know that I don't have anything in stock unless they start asking me, like, what do you have this? And they're like, nah, sorry, I'm out this week, but
yeah, that's
you
the risk of that. You'll start going down a long list. Yeah, I don't have that either. But
you probably have to fess up, I guess.
Yeah, I'll probably get 10 or 12 of the basic most requested. I would think hopefully and have at least a case of everything. You know.
Yeah.
Michael, the gentleman that he went on Google and found me in my website, and he became a catalog customer, and he was in Dallas, Texas, actually. And ordered product from my website after he found it on Google.
Well, I've got a good one for you on Google. I got one that called from somewhere down in Texas. That was Cold Spring, Texas, and they said, "Well, can you have somebody come by? We want to get signed up with our little shop here in Cold Spring, Texas." And I said, "Well, I'm in Clarksville, Tennessee. It's kind of a long drive. I'd be glad to work with you over the phone and whatnot." And she's like, "Well, we really want somebody to come by." And luckily, I have a dealer that's down outside of Houston. This is outside of Houston. I have a dealer that's down that way, and he said he'd be willing to go and check them out and hopefully get them signed up. So we'll see what happens. But he's going to go this week. But yeah, they thought I was AMSOIL and I could come by, have somebody come by for him. You know, it's kind of funny. But so it does work using this Google thing. I get calls from mostly local places, the people looking for the products. And, you know, most of the time I'm sending them to, you know, my local Napa store. I know what my shops have in stock normally. When I go by, I see what they carry and whatnot. Motorcycle oils. I know who carries the motorcycle oils and whatnot. And so that really kind of helps that. I know Jonathan Hanley probably gets lots of calls. He shows up pretty good on Google as well.
Yep, sure do.
Yeah. How many calls? You get a couple a week maybe? One or two or what?
It varies, but I definitely get one or two a month. And, you know, it just depends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll get three a week. Sometimes I'll get, like I say, one a month. So, but if you Google me, I'm fourth. I did it just a while ago. I'm fourth on the list, and I don't do anything, extra.
Yeah.
These are people that are calling specifically for AMSOIL, though, correct?
That's correct. Yeah. Yes. So, like Jonathan's post, you can probably type in AMSOIL, Hendersonville, Tennessee, and then because he's local, he's going to show up in that little top portion. It says AMSOIL Dealer Henley Services right there. If you want to Google that, it shows up pretty good. Shows up better than me, actually.
I need to update him, actually. I need to update my name.
Do you ever ask them, like people that are calling you or contacting you specifically for AMSOIL products, do you ever feel them out for how they became familiar with AMSOIL, what led them to AMSOIL? Just out of curiosity.
Well, I do, yeah. A lot of people, read about it on message boards. They read about it online or whatever, or they had a buddy that says, "Hey, AMSOIL's the best product." They talk to maybe a buddy or something like that. I'm near a military town, so I got a lot of people that have used it in other areas, and whatever their dealer that they got it from didn't tell them they could become a preferred customer and just order it direct and whatnot. So I get a lot of guys that are military guys that have been using it other places that are just looking for it locally around here. So that's another one. Brian, hey, Brian, are you listening? Are you available to say a few words? Might be eating dinner.
I got his sign up.
Hey, I'm here.
Oh,
okay.
There he is. So you show up. I just pulled yours up. You get quite a few calls on the from Google, do you know?
I do. It's funny that this is the topic because I just had a customer come today, as a matter of fact.
Wow.
He drove to get, I guess he drove probably about 45 minutes. And he dug me up on the internet. I guess he'd been reading on forums. He found out that AMSOIL was the best. The only thing he said he could find local that was of good quality was some Valvoline. And he said he really wanted to use AMSOIL. So, yeah, he drove 45 minutes to get here today, and I sold it to him, and that was that. But, yes, that was just today. As a matter of fact, before the call, I was on my Google trying to mess around because I asked him for, just like you alluded to earlier, it's a little difficult to get reviews, and I had asked him for a review, and he's like, "Dude, totally, no problem. I'm glad you had it. I'll send people your way." And so I was looking to see if he had done that yet, and he hadn't. But anyhow, so, yeah, that just happened. That's from the front lines right there. That's fresh information.
I'm totally with you on the reviews. I actually got a review today because I posted it on Facebook, and it really is hard for the person to navigate if they're not really a good computer person. What I've actually found is easier if you can pull it up on your cell phone. So you Google yourself on your cell phone, and then, like, I have a Droid phone, and you can actually share that. So I share it, and then I share it to a text message. When it comes up in the text message, there's a place right there to click it, and it's really easy to find the review. So I've been doing that now. Hey, would you consider giving me a positive review? And I text it to them, and then they can actually do the review on their cell phone and do it that way. So. And I might try that as a new way to, say, "Hey, appreciate the business. Would you consider giving me a positive review on Google?" And once you do that, then maybe it'll be easier. So
yeah, well, that's a good idea. I didn't know you could do it that way. I do have business cards printed up that specifically ask for a referral. I mean, if they're two-sided, so one side is a business card, but then the other side says, you know, thank you for finding us on Google. And then it has a one of the square QR codes that people can scan. So
yeah.
I do have those. But anyway, those, you know, they haven't been doing all that much for me either. So maybe doing the text message, I will definitely look into that.
Okay. Yeah, try that. I did look when I just clicked on yours. You got 4 reviews. So the magic number is 5. If you can get a 5th review, that's what AMSL actually – or not AMSL, Google will show the reviews that are on your page. So kind of cool.
Gotcha. Well, thank you, sir.
So, yeah, no problem. Anybody else got any good positive comment, negative comments? Don't know what to do? Well, folks, try, you know, just like I said, the easiest way is just to Google, go onto Google and type in Google My Business, or just type in My Business, it'll probably just come up. And that will let you set up your My Business page. Again, you're going to have to fill out the information on there for your business, and then Google will actually mail you a card in the mail that has a code on there, and you got to go back in and put that code in so that they can verify that you have an actual location. And then from there, people start finding your page on Google. So with that, everybody, I appreciate you getting on the call. Again, if you like these calls, be sure to visit our AMSL Dealer Training website. We've got a lot of blog posts on there about building your AMSL business. We also have all of our training calls that are archived. Actually, one of our dealers on our team just listened to all 3 or 4 years worth of them in, I think, about 2 months. So he says, I don't know what to do now. Listen to them all. I said, when you listen to them again, it's not going to hurt anything. All right, but anyhow, hope everybody has a good week, and get out there and make some AMS oil happen. Good night, everyone.
All right, Michael.
Good night, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
Yeah. Thanks,
good night. Michael. Good night, Michael. Always appreciate you, man.
Good night, John Boy.
Boy.
You're all.
Yeah. See you guys.